singing is something that it's a big part of my life, and it's something that I really love to do. And I'm trying to look at the clock there and see what the time actually is. That minute hand is so small. It's like really thin. I wish I were that thin. I'm not that thin anymore. I used to be thin, and then I had kids. You'd think that you'd lose weight from running after them so much. No, that's not how it is. You go to the table and you have supper, and let's say you go to a restaurant and, you order your meal and your wife orders her meal, and the kids order their meals, and they have like 3 bites and they're like, I'm full. And so you just paid $10 for this kid's meal that's just sitting there. And it's like, well, you can't let it go to waste. So you have to eat that. And then your other kid's like, I'm full. So you got more food there that you have to eat. So you end up stuffing yourself so often as a father. It's ridiculous. And I can't expect my wife to do that because, I wouldn't want to do that to her. So I take it for the team. And it ends up right here. But that's okay. I don't mind. God loves me for me, not for my belly. But singing is something that it's a big part of my life. And I have a family, a wife and 2 kids. They were sitting there with me. Noah came up. You saw them before, and they're in the back now. And I used to tour quite a bit. So I would go, and do 3 weeks at a time, and it wouldn't bother me. But as, I got married, and as I started having kids and a family, I knew that touring wasn't something that I was going to be able to do the same frequency. So now I go usually every second weekend for about, 4 or 5 days at a time. And that works. It works for my wife because then I'm not away from her and the kids for so often. In the summer, it's nice because I get to stay close to home and I get to tie into the local congregations. And so I'm glad that I was able to come back here again. I think it's my 3rd time. Mary Jo, 3rd time? Yeah, it's my 3rd time coming back here, and I'm very happy to be back. I love coming back to places that I've been to before because then I get to see familiar faces and also get to meet some new people, so it's very nice to be back here. And I was talking about how singing is a big part of my life because it really is. It's something that I grew up with. My parents are singers. They are in a vocal group called Power in Praise, which used to have a lot of time on It's a New Day. If some of you remember the program, It's a New Day. My parents were on the board of directors, and so they got to sing on the show very often. And I actually have a book on my CD table called Music, Ministry, and Miracles that was written by my mom about their journey in music. And so some of you may have gotten it the last time that I was here. I actually have Music, Ministry, and Miracles Part 2 on my table. So if you liked the first one and want to get the second one, I have that available along with my 2 newest CDs that I have. and I'll talk a little bit more about them as I go along. But I keep on going back to this and saying that music is such a big part of my life. As I was growing up, my parents always used to sing, and life was a song. Like anything that somebody would say, either myself or my siblings or my parents would come up with a song, that we know from the radio or something like that to tie along with whatever we were talking about. And some of your families might be the same way, but that's how we were. Life was a song. And we used to sing all the time, and we still do sing all the time. And it's something that I grew up with, so I kind of came by it honestly. I remember my parents, when they would do these concerts, they would bring myself and my brother and my sister up with them. And we would sing, and there was the other couple as well in Power and Praise. There's 2 couples, and they had 3 kids as well. And so there was the 4 of them that used to sing. So they had 4 microphones with cables. And of course, me being the youngest of all 6 of the children, they only had 4 microphones with cables. So they would give me this microphone that didn't have a cable. And I was told that it was this brand new technology that was a wireless mic. This was the early 80s, so I didn't know any better. And I was singing my heart out, but I didn't have a cable in my mic the whole time when I was a kid. So I have no idea if anybody even heard me, but that's okay. They can hear me now. Take that, siblings. I love to sing, and it's something that I basically have grown up singing. And when I was in high school, I loved to sing. And when I graduated, I used to always try to, I tried to be the guy to start a band, because I was always that kind of guy. And then I had a friend of mine that said to me, he's like, why don't you just learn how to play the guitar? Then you don't have to worry about a band. And I said, okay, well, that sounds like a good idea. And so I actually kind of challenged God. I I was driving home from work. This is when I used to work at It's a New Day. I used to work at the program. I was a cameraman. And I was driving home, and I remember saying, okay, God, if you want me to learn how to play the guitar. See, I was putting the onus on him so that if he didn't say anything, I didn't have to listen or do anything with it because I was kind of lazy. And so I I didn't want to learn how to play the guitar because I knew it would take a lot of work. And I said, if you want me to play the guitar, here's how it's going to go. I'm dictating to God in my car. I'm like, here's how it's going to go. There's going to be a music store on my way home from work, on my side of the street, because I don't want to make a left-hand turn. And if there is, I will go into that music store, buy a guitar, and learn how to play it. And so, sure enough, the last little strip mall before I turned into the community that I was living in, the last little strip mall, there was this tiny little hole-in-the-wall music store. I kind of went, okay, and I drove up to it, and I went inside, and they're like, what can I do for you? And I said, I have no idea. I think I'm supposed to learn how to play guitar. So I bought this starter pack of this, you know, junky little cheap guitar and, you know, got the strap and the picks and the music book and everything and basically did what anybody who is learning how to play the guitar for the first time does. I put all that stuff in my room, and I looked at it, and I sorted it out, and I said, Kate, now that I have it, I'm going to put it in the closet and leave it there for a year. Which is what I did. I left it there for a year. But then I felt, you know, kind of tugging on my heart to learn how to play the guitar. And so it's something that I kind of reluctantly was learning the guitar, though I've always loved to sing. And I've always loved worship. And I was a worship leader at a house church here in the city up on Inkster for a number of years. And I used to love to do worship there because it was just about a dozen people, and we would just sit around in a group, and you know, we'd sit on couches and chairs, and I would sit down on the floor, and I would have my guitar, and I would just whack that thing and just belt out worship because, you know, I didn't have to worry about a big crowd or I didn't have to worry about anything. I could just be in that the house church was called The Presence, and I could just be in the presence of God. And I remember there was this one lady that she used to sit on the couch, and she was the treasurer. Her name is Judy, and she used to sit there, and she would just close her eyes, and I remember she would just sit back in this big comfy couch, and she would just smile. You know, every once in a while, I'd open my eyes up while I was worshiping, and I would look up at her, and you know, whether she knew the song or not, she was the one that was actually in charge of getting the songbooks ready. So, you know, I would send her the lyrics and to the worship songs, and she would put them in the book. And so, you know, if she had them open, she would see them there. But if it was a song that maybe she didn't know, I remember that she would just sit back and close her eyes and just smile and just soak in the atmosphere of worship. And, you know, I think of that when I sing this song that I want to share with you. It's the title track off of the brand new CD that I have that I just released at the end of April. The CD is called Everything to Me. And it's a song that is a worship song, but I'm not going to expect you to know the worship song because you probably have never heard it. So I want to share this song with you. And if you just want to, you know, think of that picture of my friend Judy just soaking in, you know, the atmosphere of worship. And it's what I love to do. I love to sing and I love to worship. It's something that I was basically born into, was just sitting down and soaking in the atmosphere of worship. And so I want to share this song with you. Again, this song is called Everything to Me.
Consume myself in darkness. You sought me in your light. You are my God. You are everything to me. You You are my Lord. You are everything to me. When my eyes grow dim, Your face is all I see. When I stumbled in my blindness, You led me with Your side. You are my Lord. You are everything to me. Everything to me. Everything to me, oh. When my actions magnified my shame, by Your grace You made me right. You are my God. You are everything to me.
You know, I think of that song. I think of the my friend Judy just sitting and soaking in the atmosphere of worship, and I whenever I sing that song, I can't help but think of her. Just a couple years ago, I got an email from her saying that she was diagnosed with cancer, and it's a form of cancer that I can't even pronounce. It's got this long name to it that I don't even know what it is, but I think she said it was bile duct cancer. And she sent us this email and said, I want to let you know what's going on. I went to the doctor and they said that if I get treatment, that it would be, 12 to 18 months to live. And if I don't get treatment, it would be 6 to 12. And she made it 3. And I think of my friend Judy and I think of, how it's sad for me. Because I don't get to see her. And it's sad for my kids because they loved her so much. But I don't have to be sad for her. Because I know that she's up in heaven right now. Sitting down on the most comfy couch that you can imagine. Leaning back and smiling. And soaking in the most beautiful atmosphere of worship that we could ever imagine. And I know that that's something that I'm looking forward to. We can sing and we can play our instruments and we can worship, but I can only imagine the amazing worship that we're going to get to experience when the time comes when we get to go to heaven. And I'm so excited for that. And I find that. And I don't know if it's because of having children or getting a little bit older, but I find that I cry about everything. It's crazy. Like I cry about everything, and I can't explain it, and I can't stop it either. Like I used to be able to control things pretty good, but I cannot control it at all anymore. And I think it must have something to do with the kids because. I was okay before kids, but as soon as I had kids, I just started crying about everything. Like, I think it's maybe because they cry about everything, so I cry about everything. Maybe that's what it has to do with, but, like, honestly, like, it's crazy. Like, I went on tour just a couple months ago, and I remember, I was flying to the destinations that I could go and do my shows, and I was on the plane, and they have the little TVs in front of you on the plane, and so they have some movies that you can select through, and there really wasn't very much that was good in these movies, but there was a kids movie called Ferdinand. Anybody seen that one about the bull? I liked that one. It was pretty good. And so I like kids' movies, so I'm like, sure, I'm game. So I went and clicked on this one and started watching it. And I am so glad that there was nobody sitting next to me on this flight, because I was sitting there bawling my face off on this plane watching this kids' movie. And I don't know if you've seen it, but, you know, it's basically this bull who has an owner that, you know, loves him very much, and they get separated, and, you know, he grows up. And it's based on that, I think Disney did a little cartoon about it, or a little story about the bull that doesn't want to fight, just wants to sit under a tree and smell flowers. And so, you know, this bull, and, you know, goes through all these interesting scenarios, and I'm just sitting there just bawling my face off, and I felt ridiculous, but I could not control it, and I don't know why. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch with Sam. Sam is my wife, by the way. I'll be sitting on the couch with Sam, and, you know, we'll be watching something on TV, and I'll just be sitting there crying about something, and she'll look at me and be like, "Are you okay?" And I'll look at it and be like, "It's okay, like, I'm sad, I just don't understand." And she's like, "It's a Walmart commercial." "I know, it's so sad." And it's funny because, you know, I'll cry about everything. But it's just, I don't know if it's kids or what it is, but I don't know, I cry a lot. But it's it's interesting. But, you know, and I know that for myself, my emotional reactions are just so weird nowadays, but shutting down is one thing that I used to do very often, is I just shut down. And if I'm not crying, I'm shutting down. So it's either one or the other. And I need to remind myself to not let go. It's actually the title track off of the CD that I released back in 2014, which I have on my table there if you're interested in the music. I've got my CDs there, and I need to remind myself to not let go. But there's so many things that I get these reminders about, and, you know, God gives me those reminders, and I can't help but, when I get these reminders, to put them into songs, because they, you know, they definitely will be there forever if I put it into a song, and it'll always be reminding me of these things. And one thing that I need to continually be reminding myself of is how much the Lord loves me, because He'll never stop. He won't. He'll never stop loving me. And it's something that I need to always be reminding myself of, is His love. One time, I remember I was home by myself. Sam and the kids went to Alberta. That's where my in-laws live. And so I was at home by myself for a whole weekend. And I used to, when I was a bachelor, I used to love to play video games. Used to love it. Guys, you hear me, right? Yeah. I used to love to play video games. You know, it was like I would have no problem getting home after work on Friday and grabbing a 2-liter of pop and a bag of chips and sitting down and just playing video games the entire weekend, not doing anything else, just doing that. I used to love to do that. You know, I got married and I had 2 kids and, you know, priorities started to shift a little bit and video games kind of went down on the ladder to the point where I barely ever play them anymore at all. And that's okay. That's just what, you know, the choice that I've made to be with my family. And so I was really excited because this weekend my family was away. And so I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to play video games all weekend. This is going to be great. And so I got my 2-liter pop and I got my bag of chips and I put my game in the system and I grabbed my controller and I was about to sit down. Just as I was about this far off the couch, I remember shooting back up and putting the controller down and walking away. And there was a reason for that. It's because I was all ready to do what I wanted to do that weekend, to just sit there and do nothing. But there was another plan. And just as I got everything ready to go and I grabbed my control and I was ready to sit down, I heard a still small voice inside me that said, "Spend time with me." And so I immediately put the controller down, I got up and I walked away and I grabbed my guitar and I grabbed my Bible and I grabbed a pen and a piece of paper and I sat down and I said, "Okay, God, what do you want to say to me? Because it's obvious you want to speak to me. What do you want to say to me?" He said, "I love you." I said, "Okay." I grabbed my pen and I wrote down, "The Lord loves me." And I said, "What else do you want to say to me, God?" "I love you." "Okay." Wrote down, "The Lord loves me." "What else do you want to say to me, God?" "I love you. The Lord loves me." And I looked at these 4 words written 3 times on the page. And just how profound these simple words are put together. And I just couldn't help but say, hallelujah, he loves me. And I looked at these lyrics and I knew that God wanted me to make a song out of this, but I knew that there was no way that I could do these simple words justice. So I said, God, I have no idea how you want me to take this, so you're really going to have to help me. And I put my hand down on the paper and I just started to form words. And I knew that it was the hand of God just giving words to my pen. And words just started to form and come out. And I looked at this song that was left at the end of this, and I was just amazed at what he would give me. When I was ready to do what I wanted to do, to veg out and play video games all weekend, he had a different plan. He had something that he wanted to tell me. And so this reminder for me that he loves me so much is something that I want to share with you to remind you that the Lord loves every one of us. When troubles come and darkness floods my way, though trials surround, they break me down again. When in my pain I'm blinded through the sorrow, this comfort comes when I am most afraid. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me, hallelujah. And when I think I need not to confess, and in the times I feel my way is best, when in my pride I deny the help he gives, through stubbornness he loves me nonetheless. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. Hallelujah. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. Hallelujah. When life is done, I know I've reached the end. The race is run, my time is nearly spent. When in my death uncertainty comes clear, his faithfulness draws me in. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. Hallelujah. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. The Lord loves me. Hallelujah. He loves me. Why does he love me? I haven't done anything. I can't buy it. I can't earn it. There's nothing that I can do to deserve the love that God gives to me. Nothing. Yet he gives it to me anyway. And I can't explain it. There's no calculation or formula that you can come up with. He just loves us. And it's not because we loved him first. It's because he loved us first. Before we were even born, before the world was even created, he knew us by name, and he loves every single one of us. And that's the reminder that I need to give to myself and to anyone who has ears to hear, that the Lord loves you. He loves you. And I know it's something that if you've grown up in the church, you've probably heard this 1,000 times. But let me just remind you that he loves you. Amen. He loves every one of us. And so I'm so thankful that I've been invited here to share that reminder with you. If you want to come and talk to me afterwards before you go out to the barbecue, I'll be by my table. If you want to get a CD, I've got a couple CDs available on there. My music is also available online. If you go to iTunes or Spotify, you can get them anywhere on there. But if you'd like to support me in ministry and support what God is doing through me, I'd encourage you to please come and talk to me. As I mentioned before, I've got those books on the table that if you remember the ministry of It's a New Day or my parents' ministry in Power and Praise and would like to support my ministry, those books are available on a donation basis. My mom gave me a number of copies of these books to give as a gift to anybody who's willing and able to give a donation of $25 or more to my ministry. And if you are able to do that, I can get you a tax receipt at the end of the year. But please come and talk to me afterwards because I would love to get that into your hands. What you give goes to help me to take this message of God's love as far as I possibly can. And so if you believe in that message and you think that I'm an okay guy to share that message, then I would encourage you to please come and talk to me afterwards. But I want to share just one last song that we can sing together, one that I absolutely love, and I want to share it just because it sums everything up so well. You know, like regardless of what stage we're in, whether we're in good times or bad, or whether in the beginning of life or the end of our life, we can know that even in the midst of troubles, that it is well with our souls.